This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. Kicking off hour number two, you can join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. And you can call us toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we talked the first hour about the Greyhound situation, where Greyhound is allowing federal agents to violate the rights of their passengers. And, Chris, I know there's more to the article, but was there anything else that you'd think that we need to
just
cover?
Really wanted to share out of this story? No, not really. It's a basic question. It's do you want to travel with a carrier who does not respect your Fourth Amendment protected rights, allegedly protected rights? And that's a question. I'm sure, as you alluded to before, at some point some Greyhound passenger is going to say, Greyhound allowed Border Patrol on, and they searched me, and that was unconstitutional.
Right.
And then the courts will decide whether or not that goes forward. There have
right.
been a number of cases where the courts have a real long history of letting the government do things that are unconstitutional.
Right. And the article here, and since you mentioned that, I'll mention one of the cases, but they say that many legal experts are unsure if the company could prevail if either company executives or drivers refuse the searches. Other people say that Greyhound could win in court. And again, this article from HuffPo, and I have posted on the Facebook and the Twitter, says that courts have approved of warrantless stops of cars by the Border Patrol. The Supreme Court ruled in the 1976 case U.S. v. Martinez Fuerte that checks on roads a distance from the border at which every car is stopped for brief questioning were not a violation of the Fourth Amendment. And that's why if you ever travel on Interstate 10 across Texas, going from, well, one side of El Paso to the other, you'll wind up being stopped. And I forget which side of El Paso the westbound stop is and which side the eastbound stop is, but I've driven through both several times. And then I think I-35, somewhere near Houston, maybe? There's, you know, like there are a few of these checkpoints throughout various places. Right. And because they're stopping every car, apparently right. they're allowed.
Yeah, and then, like I said, there's a lot of case law built up behind that, and it's a shame. I would hope that Greyhound would see this opportunity to be a little bit like Apple when they challenged the FBI's demand that they unencrypt
right.
a phone. I mean, it's sort of the same sort of thing.
Right, and, well, the situation, and slightly different, it would set a sort of similar precedent, but the situation with that iPhone from, what was it, a year and a half ago almost?
Yeah, probably 2 years.
Where Apple said, if we wind up being able to hack into this phone, one, we don't have the tool to hack into the phone, but if we did, it would then be able to be used on every phone of this model, and that's sort of where the issue came in.
I'll tell you, there's a story that came up, and I'm trying to think of the guy's name. He was the inventor of Lotus Notes. Hold on.
I can pull that up while you tell the story.
I'm pulling it up. Ray Ozzie, who worked for Microsoft. He works for Google. He's done a lot of things. He's one of those early internet guys that is still relevant.
Right.
But the article, and I'll try to dig this up. Maybe I'll bring it in next week. But he's basically came up with a method where they could search phones only with a warrant.
Okay.
And I think it's kind of interesting. It basically involves private and public keys, the public keys being held by the manufacturer of the phone.
Okay.
And only, and not to say it couldn't be subverted,
Right.
But the thing is if you trust your manufacturer, then only when presented with a warrant could that occur, could that phone be unlocked. The other thing that he adds into this sort of white paperish idea is that once this is implemented, the phone is locked, frozen in its state that it's in. So it cannot be unlocked and then used for ongoing surveillance.
Right.
They would have to produce the actual phone itself, have to be seized somehow, and then they could go through this
thing. Right, and I'm glad you mentioned the, you know, at some point the phone would wind up being locked forever because the FBI tried hacking into the phone and then it got locked forever and then they went to Apple.
Right.
Had they not goofed around with the phone before going to Apple, Apple would have gladly unlocked the phone for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so it wasn't a thing to where Apple was, you know, actually standing up for rights of their users. They were saying, we can't do what you're asking us to do. Not, we're not willing to do what you're asking us to do. It's, we physically can't
do it. And I guess the point is that, you know, and when you bring things up, like, you know, it's you know, it's unconstitutional to search people without probable cause and without a warrant. And honest to God, there's so many people in this country whose first response will be, you're un-American. You know, you're un-American. Yes, Apple should absolutely turn it over. By not doing so, you're un-American. Well, I can't imagine anything more American than insisting on following the highest law in the land. I mean, if you're honest about yourself, honest to yourself, then everything you do should be gauged against the U.S. Constitution if you're operating under U.S. law. And
right.
It's not that hard to figure out, guys.
Right. And, you know, there was a story that I brought in. I forgot to tease, but Heather, I'm glad you mentioned it during the news, and that's the Golden State serial killer, to where after 30-some-odd years of being a cold case, this case is finally resolved. The article here from Reuters, and yes, I will post a link on the Facebook and the Twitter. Again, from Reuters, an elderly former police officer has been arrested and charged with 8 murders attributed to the Golden State Killer, a serial criminal responsible for dozens of rapes and slayings that terrorized parts of California during the 1970s and 80s, according to authorities. The suspect was identified at a Sacramento news conference as Joseph James D'Angelo, who is now 72 years old. The case was finally solved by DNA evidence about 2 months after gaining renewed attention thanks to the best-selling book I'll Be Gone in the Dark. Now, before continuing on, Chris, you read a lot of books.
I do.
This one you had ever heard of?
I have not.
All right. I just figured of anybody in the studio tonight
who
you
may
would
have
be
read
the one
this
that was
book.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember. I listened to that on, you know,
Audible
in,
or
like,
no.
2 hours because I listen at 3x speed or however fast you listen to audiobooks.
3x speed.
Oh, good. I guessed correctly. I normally listen to podcasts at about 2x.
Yeah, yeah. Jeez. Takes too long. Get all that information into my head fast.
The article continues, Sacramento County Sheriff Scott Jones credited the book with helping to generate new tips, but said that no information was extracted from the book that directly led to the apprehension. The FBI had previously said that the man sought in the 40-year-old case was tied to 12 slayings, 45 rapes, and more than 120 burglaries in and around Sacramento, the eastern San Francisco Bay Area, and parts of Southern California. The crime spree spanned 10 California counties in all, according to Sacramento County District Attorney Anne Marie Schubert, who recalls being 12 years old in 1976 when a wave of violent home invasions shattered a time of innocence in which area residents routinely left their doors unlocked. Now, I want to pause here. Chris, you remember that time when people left doors unlocked?
I certainly do. And even where I live now, I do lock my doors. But, yeah, growing up, we never locked doors. You never locked cars. Just, I mean,
how about you, Heather?
City.
You're a good bit younger than both of us.
Yeah, I've come across a lot of crappy people in my life, so I lock more often than not.
And have you lived in mostly urban or suburban areas as opposed to rural areas? Or
I mean, when I was younger, we probably left our door unlocked, and it was a nicer place on the Cape, you know?
Right.
But
probably not a lot of crime compared to
I'll hold the thought.
Yeah, and during the periods where people left doors unlocked, they would also, you know, talk to neighbors and sit on porches. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com. I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
This is Daryl W. Perry, host of Free Talk Live. This November, I'll be running in the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, and I've accepted a spot on Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. Since 1989, 353 people in the United States have been exonerated by DNA testing, including 38 who pled guilty to crimes they did not commit, and 20 of whom served time on death row. The Innocence Project provided direct representation or critical assistance in 180 of these cases. With your help, the Innocence Project can help even more people who have been wrongly convicted. As part of Team Innocence Project, I'm raising awareness about wrongful convictions and raising funds to help free the innocent. I've already paid the race registration fees. However, to secure my spot on Team Innocence Project in the New York City Marathon, I need to raise $3,500 by November 1st. You can support the Innocence Project and help me secure my race entry by going to run.freetalklive.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the case out of California that for the longest time was a cold case, and, well, someone wound up just being arrested and brought in. That suspect is Joseph James D'Angelo, former police officer, who is accused of being the Golden State Killer and also the East Area Rapist and the original Night Stalker. One of the things that helped lead to his arrest, other than a recent book that wound up just renewing interest in the case, is there was DNA evidence. Now, DNA evidence has also been used to exonerate a bunch of innocent people. In total, since 1989, 356 people have been exonerated because of DNA evidence in the United States who were wrongly imprisoned for more than, sentenced to more than 4,875 years. Tony Wright is a perfect example of the power of DNA in our relentless pursuit of justice. The Innocence Project litigated for almost 6 years to get the court's permission to even do DNA testing. Tony had been incarcerated for nearly 25 years in Pennsylvania and narrowly escaped the death penalty. With your help, the Innocence Project can help even more people who have been wrongly convicted. And this November, I'll be running in the New York City Marathon as a member of Team Innocence Project. You can support the Innocence Project and help me secure my race entry by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
So when you were talking about the DNA stuff, it reminded me of a comment that I read earlier that had to do with this guy. And it could be a rumor, but I guess in all the articles, it doesn't state how the police got the DNA connection all these years later, but somebody in a comment section had made the claim that allegedly the guy's sister did one of those 23andMe things, and it came back as a slight match, and supposedly they looked into her relatives, and he was one of them.
That's really interesting.
So I
would hope that 23andMe would not just randomly share your DNA.
It's a rumor. It's not confirmed, so don't take my word for this, but I did read that, and it does make me question, because it cites in a lot of these articles that police haven't released details on how the DNA sample was obtained that connected him to all of these things.
Yeah, but, Chris, if you want to try doing some research on that.
But that would be pretty interesting if that's actually possible. If they can, through a database, make a slight DNA match with a relative of somebody, and then, you get a police officer, all they got to do is follow this guy and wait for him to, throw a piece of gum in the garbage, and boom, they've got his DNA, and boom, they've got a match,
Well, pulling something out of the garbage would be a contaminated sample, and then he would wind up having legal standing to get that evidence thrown out.
He could get a coffee cup the guy left on a table.
Right.
So here is, this is really interesting.
Is that what happened?
The article from Reuters doesn't say, but what do you have there, Chris?
New York Times.
All right.
See if I get paywalled on this. Okay, it doesn't look like I'm going to. The headline is how a genealogy site led to the front door of the Golden State Killer suspect. Golden State Killer raped and murdered victims all across the state of California in an era before Google searches and social media, a time when the police relied on shoe leather, not cell phone records or big data. But it was technology that got him. The suspect, Joseph James D'Angelo, 72, was arrested by the police on Tuesday. Investigators accused him of committing more than 50 rapes and 12 murders. I'm trying to skim ahead here.
Yeah, just skim through, and I'll continue
with your
article.
Yep.
Orange County District Attorney Tony Rakakis told reporters, finally, after all these years, the haunting question of who committed these terrible crimes has been put to rest. D'Angelo was living in the Sacramento suburb of Citrus Heights when he was arrested on Tuesday. He had been under surveillance for a few days and was taken into custody without incident when he emerged from his house, according to Jones, who added that the suspect appeared surprised when he was confronted. He's due to be arraigned in Sacramento on Friday. Jones said D'Angelo was an officer in two small-town California police departments during the 70s, the towns of Exeter and Auburn. Again, that's in California. There are towns of Exeter and Auburn in New Hampshire and probably several other states as well, just so people don't get confused. He was fired from the Auburn Police Department in 1979 after being accused of shoplifting a hammer and dog repellent from a store. Authorities had long speculated the killer had some military or law enforcement training because of his proficiency with firearms and the ability to elude capture for so long.
Yeah, in skimming through this, they had found they had the DNA from the original ones, and somehow they put this all together through a online service. Representatives at 23andMe and some other gene testing services denied on Thursday that they had been involved in identifying the killer. The big players in commercial DNA testing, including 23andMe and Ancestry DNA, extract genetic profiles from the saliva the customer sent to the company in a tube by mail. It would not be easy for law enforcement to upload a profile to one of those sites. Over the past few years, numerous smaller genealogical websites have emerged, however, giving customers more avenues to upload a DNA profile and search for relatives. If law enforcement located the suspect through a genealogy website, it could raise ethical issues, particularly if individuals did not consent to have their genetic profiles searched against crime scene evidence.
The Reuters article says that Jones acknowledged that some of the earlier crimes were committed while D'Angelo was a police officer, but authorities said his name had never surfaced as a suspect prior to the latest break in the case, which they say came from a discarded DNA sample obtained by investigators. So the authorities aren't saying we went to 23andMe. They're saying, oh, we found some DNA that
maybe
we
it
forgot
is true
about.
Because the comment I read saying they got a partial match because of his sister did the 23andMe thing. And then it was because of that that the DNA was ever so slightly different that they looked in. They went from her to being like, okay, does she have any siblings? Like, what would the next step in
that
this DNA
still
be?
Just sounds like complete speculation, whereas
right.
We found
though,
some evidence.
Reading.
But, you know, having listened to enough podcasts about people that have been exonerated because of DNA evidence, that they found some discarded evidence and was like, oh, well, let's test this.
Well, that's
didn't even think about.
My theory is I think it's plausible that they stalked him in order to get a DNA sample based on the partial match of his sister. That seems plausible.
Right. And at that point, you could use anything that the guy touched in public and then take it. So if you go and drink a soda in a McDonald's,
mm-hmm.
and you go and throw your soda away, and the cop comes in behind you, grabs a soda, gets a little bit of saliva off the straw, that's yours.
Well, now they arrest him, too, and they swab his cheek, and they got a solid match. You know what
right.
I mean?
But the question is whether this is fruit of the poisonous tree, and that's my concern in this conversation.
There's more from this article from Reuters, plus your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, coming up, Alexa might be self-aware.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's how you can call in to interact with us live on the air. Or maybe you want to interact in old school forums, because, you know, people actually still use forums, and we've got some pretty good ones. Head over to forum.freetalklive.com. That's forum.freetalklive.com. And you know, you'll need to introduce yourself, make an initial post, and then you can wind up interacting with other Free Talk Live listeners and the host actually interact on there as well. Forum.freetalklive.com. So we've been talking about the Golden State Killer, who was also referred to as the East Area Rapist and the original Night Stalker. Suspect has been arrested in that case. 72-year-old Joseph James DeAngelo, former police officer who, according to prosecution, was actually working as a police officer during some of the murders, and burglaries. And again, there's a question about exactly how police figured out that it was DeAngelo. The article from Reuters says that Jones, and Jones being, I believe, one of the prosecutors or police involved, acknowledged that some of the earlier crimes, again, were committed while DeAngelo was a police officer, but authorities said his name never surfaced as a suspect prior to the latest break in the case, which they said came from discarded DNA samples obtained by investigators. Efforts to capture the killer were renewed in June 2016 when the FBI offered a $50,000 reward for the suspect, who was known for creeping into the homes of couples at night, tying them up, and raping the women before killing both victims. Between 1976 and 78, he committed a wave of burglaries, rapes, and killings in the Sacramento area, then entered his attacks in the East Bay area before moving on to Ventura and Orange counties to the south, according to the FBI.
Yeah, I just, this whole thing, and I'm still stuck on how did they get a match? I get how they found.
Either way, I'm glad they didn't. I'm glad the POS is behind bars now, and I
right.
think he rocked.
And wouldn't it be horrible if the whole thing got an innocent because the police screwed up?
He's going to get his.
In acquiring the that's my question. I mean, right. How does this chain happen? How do they identify him through DNA when there was no DNA evidence left at the scene? And if these allegations of using an online service or treatment.
Well, I mean, they had DNA from some of the crimes.
Well, we didn't collect DNA back then.
But I mean, they would collect evidence. So they would collect evidence
and they may have had
hairs,
that.
They
but,
would keep semen,
right.
stuff of that sort.
They would have rape kits.
But what they're saying here.
But the testing for DNA was not a thing until the early 90s.
Right.
So you could not do DNA test in 1976 when some of these crimes were committed.
Right, but there's this allegation out there, and this New York Times article talks about it, that somehow through one of these online services, and Heather, you had read something too, mm-hmm. that said that somebody showed up in a match that looked like it was related to this other person. And then they started looking at, so they had the original DNA from back when the crimes were occurring. And then they searched this database, and they find this very close match of this other person who it looks like maybe they're related to who this original DNA was from, the killer.
Mm-hmm.
And then they look at all the people around this person, relatives, close relatives, and they get this guy. I mean, I just see a tremendous number of possibilities for laws to be broken, or for companies to behave immorally, or
and
follow law enforcement instead of respecting the rights of theirs.
Right, and something somewhat related, California's Supreme Court recently upheld a law in California that everyone who is arrested, not necessarily charged or convicted, but arrested for a felony, is required to turn over a DNA sample.
Right, for a felony case. That doesn't mean I sympathize with him, because you're looking at me like, you got the guy off the street, that's a good thing. But don't you want it to be done the right way? And that's why we have, this seems to be Constitution right with.
And to make sure that it's the right person, because it's entirely possible that one of the police officers accidentally left some of their DNA at the scene.
Right.
I mean, the way I look at it is, do we have too many laws, like victimless crime laws on the books? Absolutely. But stuff like this, I mean, this is why we have detectives. This is why we have people who, if there's someone going around terrorizing the community, raping over 50 people, killing over 12 people, like, if you're not investigating to remove this person from the streets, like,
yep.
you're crazy. And if you don't support, you know, any effort to try to track down this freaking killer, I mean, if you're that worried about somebody finding something out that, like, no, like, you
know, constitutional protections against the people?
You know what? What, like, you have to put an end to these people, and if we got rid of all the victimless crime laws or whatever that everyone's worried about, and just left all the violent ones on the books, either way, like, I don't see anything wrong with them using the DNA and, like, getting this arrest. Like, I don't see anything wrong with it. Like, if I were to do a 23andMe and one of my relatives commit a crime and they used mine to get a partial match, like, by all means, like, my own family are not, you know, above the law in the sense that they're going to, like, I'm going to support them, like, killing 20 people or raping 50 people.
Of course not, nor would I.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Mortified Penguin calling in on Skype. Mortified Penguin, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, Brother Dale, Brother Chris, Sister Heather.
How are you doing?
Now that you guys were talking about that recent topic, I kind of changed my topic. So, I mean, yeah, I understand. Like, I love cop shows. At this time where I wanted to be a cop, like, I totally get why we have police, why you want people to guard against, you know, violent crimes, and that's always what I had thought, even, you know, back then. But the idea is, if you got rid of all these victimless crime laws, all these crimes, so-called victimless crimes, you know, that people complain about. The real reason that people have so much like animus and hate against law enforcement, resentment a lot of the times, the whole industry would go away. The whole industry, it would not be profitable. Prisons would not be profitable. Policing wouldn't be profitable. So much of it would go away. I mean, there's a lot of violent crimes, no doubt, but, I mean, so much of the bulk is fighting the drug war.
That's fighting 75% of the people in jail are there for some sort of drug violation.
Yeah. I mean, that has nothing to do with, like drug war, totally separate from a serial killer and a serial rapist. Like,
right.
I'm not
right.
justifying.
But you're the one that brought up victimless crimes.
Yeah, and in the sense that I don't think police, you know, using whatever for victimless crimes, I think there's a time and there's a place. And this is a time in which case any detective on this case is justified, in my opinion, in using, you know, if they have a lead and following that lead to get to this guy.
What if they broke into one of these databases? What if they said, you know what? I got this gut feeling that if we go probe 23andMe,
I'm not
or
doing
we go,
a what if thing. I don't know.
No.
That.
What I'm saying is, and that's, I'm giving you a what if. What if this evidence on the provider side was gained illegally? You don't care.
That's a speculation. What do you mean a what if?
Well, yeah, I'm saying
they can get a search warrant. They have every right to do that.
If they did, let's say they didn't. Let's say they didn't get a search warrant. They just had a hunch.
Either way, I mean, I'm okay with this guy behind bars, so I'm not going to waste my time crying about that.
And that's where we're.
I mean, I think the intent. I think that if your intent is to go and stop a bad guy, then you know what? Like, I'll forgive you.
How about if I just something happens in my town and we send the police out to go search every house?
I mean, it's unfortunate.
You do.
It happened in Watertown.
It would be very unfortunate.
It happened in.
I see that the common thread. Now wait a minute. I see that on the surface. I mean,
no,
I had to
use no.
Hold that thought.
We're going to hold
you over. Pleasing everyone.
Yeah, and hopefully whatever's going on with your connection winds up clearing up because you were kind of dropping out there. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts on police just using hunches and violating rights to get a bad guy? This is Free Talk Live.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Anytime.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 in studio tonight. It's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And I want to tell you about a website where if you want to support other liberty-minded people and businesses, it's a website that you need to know about. It's liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for our community. At its core is a directory for events, businesses, and digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, kind of like on Yelp. But unlike Yelp, there's actually a social networking aspect built in where you can actually connect and share with other users. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu. Use code FTL to get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. That's Liberty.menu. Let's go back to the Skype where we've got Mortified Penguin calling in. We've been discussing the situation out of Sacramento where the Golden State Killer slash East Area Rapist slash Original Night Stalker, someone has been arrested in that case. That individual is former police officer Joseph James D'Angelo, and there's questions about how he was actually arrested. We know that there was some DNA evidence, but there's been speculation that something along the lines of like 23andMe or Ancestry.com were used. And Chris, you said that you've got quotes where both of those companies say that
they did not have anything to do with it, but this article, this headline doesn't really answer anything. Where did this match come from?
Right. Let's go back to Skype. Mortified Penguin, you're back on. Continue with your thought.
Okay, well, I'm switching gears a little bit. And like, what I notice a lot on these shows with you, Heather, is that you kind of base everything on it. And if good people do this and good people do that, and that's not the basis for making decisions. We've decided that we figured that out a long time ago. The societies can't run based on, oh, just good intentions and good people. That's why there's rules. That's why
I disagree with that. I think
Constitution, they knew that in the Constitution. They knew that when they signed the Magna Carta. They knew that in the Roman times. They knew that probably in Asia Sumeria. You can't just you can't just say you have good intentions, everything's fine. What do they say about the road to hell?
Yeah. Another thing that comes to mind is Blackstone's formulation. Have you ever heard of that one? Daryl, I'm sure has.
I heard of it, but yeah. I don't recall what it is, and I'm guessing there are a lot of listeners that also aren't familiar.
But Blackstone's formulation, it's told various different ways, but it was basically, and Blackstone was an English jurist in the 1700s who wrote Blackstone's Law Dictionary and a lot of things like that. But the quote is, it's better that 10 guilty persons escape than one innocent suffer. And it's the idea that prosecution and proof of a crime and proof of guilt, the bar has to be so high that you're likely going to have guilty people get away with it, then you've actually accidentally prosecuted the wrong person. And that's been a real tenet of, that was a tenet of our founding fathers, and that's why we do have things like the Fourth Amendment and stuff like that. It's stuff that, you know, on the face of it, you go, what do you mean? Why would you let 10 murders go free just to protect one innocent person? But if you think about it, that innocent person could be you. Go ahead with that.
You know, I would honestly rather end my own life than let 10 murderers go and destroy the rest of the people. I mean, that's just a pretty selfish thing to do. I want to, like, survive so, you know, this person can go kill a bunch of people. You know,
You would selflessly offer your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't think anybody wouldn't.
That was kind of like my theory when, you know, the topic of the 9/11 plane came. Like, oh, should we shoot down a plane that has innocent civilians on it in order to save the greater number of innocent civilians?
Maybe on the ground.
I think that as Americans, we should be like, you know, take one for the team. Like, if that's how. Well,
that's the trolley problem. But, I mean, how do you ensure that. That in a society that, and I'm not an anarchist, I'm not saying there shouldn't be any kind of people in these roles necessarily. But how do you ensure that people with good intentions and good morals and that have, like I said, have the right intentions and kind of, you know, limitations in their own mind occupy these positions of power? Like, we know that society is too complex to say, oh, we'll just make sure the good guys and the bad guys are all in jail and the good guys are all in charge of the police and the government. I mean, how are you ensuring that? Like, who's deciding that?
I lead by example, first of all. There's always going to be corruption, whether it's in the, like, it's not just limited to government. It's just human nature. It's human behavior. There are people in this world that do some sadistic things that work for the work privately or they work publicly. It has nothing to do with government or
but
private.
Government has the monopoly on the use of force. They can legally
not
use
necessarily.
Force.
There's so many regions of the world where there's armed rebel groups. I mean, any group of people can
but
form.
Claim it.
You're
right. They claim.
Let me interrupt real quick.
Look at the war on drugs. It's not just government. There's cartels. There's all kinds of people in and out of this. I mean, it's literally, it's a constant. There's always going to be war. There's always going to be people battling it out. And you know what? Like, I think we have to take a more positive approach. We got to start focusing more on the good because we got to start positively reinforcing good things as opposed to always focusing on the negative because that's what we're breeding.
Go ahead.
Good. Who decides who's good?
The people that are working, like the investigators that were working on this case, that were looking to put somebody behind bars that went around terrorizing their communities, those investigators are good people.
Quick question. I don't know that, first of all, because I don't know these guys. Should they have any laws that protect everyone else from what they do? In other words, we have, what, 100,000 lines? It's more than that. It's ridiculous. There's probably 100,000 volumes of laws that affect every citizen in the United States. And as far as the federal government goes, we've got 5 typewritten pages of a constitution that's supposed to protect us from them. Should there be limitations on government and the things that they do, regardless
obviously,
of the situation?
Yes, but investigating this kind of stuff, I feel like
bend the rules?
They should be allowed to investigate and follow leads.
They are.
Exactly.
But should they be allowed to break the law?
The laws, I don't even know what all the what laws specifically you're talking about them breaking.
The Constitution.
I don't think, I don't know one constitutional law they've broken on this case. So you're just strawmanning.
It's all speculating.
It's all speculating.
So why are we having this conversation?
Because you're defending.
This guy, think about how many victims are out there that are terrorized. And it's like, we should be celebrating the fact that this guy is off the streets.
I'm happy for that. I just want to make sure that his...
This one person is like a cancer cell human being. He goes around communities terrorizing it, causing destruction and all kinds of stuff. These are the kind of people we need to exterminate from freaking society.
This whole thing started with me saying, I hope they did everything exactly right because the last thing I would want to see is this a-hole get off on a technicality.
Exactly.
That's it.
So I am in favor of allowing people and investigators investigating this kind of stuff to have the means necessary to solve cases effectively and efficiently. I think corrupt people that abuse their powers and abuse stuff should be prosecuted as well. I think there's always a constant battle of good and evil in this world. You know, I try to do my best to always have good intentions and to do right by people. Like, I don't sugarcoat things. I don't get on this show. I don't lie and tell you what you want to hear because you guys know I keep it as honest as I can freaking be, even if it's not what people want to hear. But, like, I think we can always have these discussions, but at the end of the day, they have to do what they have to do in order to solve these cases, because these people are toxic for our community.
Article from NPR says that Sacramento County District Attorney Anne Marie Schubert said there was a break in the case 6 days ago, but authorities have not revealed how they came to suspect the former police officer. So all of the statements of, I heard 23andMe did something, or I heard Ancestry, where both of those companies said they weren't involved.
Right.
It's all speculation that one of those companies was involved.
Right. But, again, you have the New York Times, which, you know, what's their byline? All the news that's fit to print.
I don't
felt it was worth the story to at least say this conjecture's out there, and I'm assuming that they're sourcing this somehow. That there was something that prompted them, other than like a post on Reddit,
right,
to come up with a story. So I'm really anxious to do this. To be clear, I'm glad this guy got busted. I hope he's the guy who did it, and I hope the prosecutors did it exactly by the book. By the book, I mean the Constitution, and this guy does not get his case overthrown and walks free.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.